안녕하십니까? 2018년 5월 3학년 더 프리미엄 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018년 5월 3학년 더 프리미엄 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, you've got a new headphone. It looks classy.
Yeah, it was quite expensive, so I had to save my allowance for 6 months.
Wow, that was a lot of work. What is so special about the new headphone?
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jordan, I've just heard that our meeting has been postponed to 4 p.m. tomorrow.
That's good news. Actually, I needed more time to prepare the handouts for the board members.
I see. Let me know if you need my help.
3번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, my name is Jason Williams, and I'm a member of the Dog Safety Project. We're looking for people who can adopt 10 abandoned dogs that our rescue supporters and volunteers managed to rescue from various places. As an adopter, you'll be required to have a lot of patience and understanding because our dogs have experienced mental and physical suffering and have no previous training. However, in our experience, these dogs do a good job when they are placed in a caring home. While it may be challenging at times, it'll be one of the most rewarding things you ever do. If you adopt them, you are not only helping them, but also saving them. We ask you to join our project of adopting them.
4번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today's weather is perfect for doing parasailing. It's sunny and clear.
Didn't you hear the weather forecast? It says it'll rain this afternoon. I don't think we can go parasailing scheduled at 3 p.m.
But it might not rain in the afternoon. I really want to do it. You know, parasailing is the activity that I have really wanted to do this vacation.
I know, but the weather forecast says there's a 60% chance of rain this afternoon. I don't want to try parasailing when it's raining.
Why? Do you think it'll be dangerous?
Yes. Parachutes could be swayed to and from in the rain. Besides, there is a high risk of a fall or collision.
But if we cancel now, there will be a cancellation fee. As far as I remember, it is 10% of the total charge.
I know, but isn't it better to be safe than sorry? We can be seriously hurt. So we should not do parasailing when it's raining.
Yes, I guess you're right. I'll call and cancel the reservation.
Okay.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I have some water, please? I need to take this medicine.
Sure, sir. Are you not feeling so well?
Not that much. It's just because of my indigestion.
Okay. I'll bring some water in a moment. By the way, would you please lift the shade on the window? We'll be taking off shortly.
Do I have to? It's glaring outside.
I'm sorry, but it's policy for every airline to keep the shades open during takeoffs and landings.
Really? I didn't know that.
Usually, most of emergency accidents happen during takeoffs and landings. So, if the crew can't see outside, it's hard to notice the problem and respond quickly.
Ah. That makes sense. I'll lift my shade right now.
Thank you for understanding. I'll be right back with water for you.
Okay, thank you.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Carl, what's that picture you're looking at?
Hi, Judy. Last Friday was the club promotion day at my school, and this is the picture of the booth for my Immensity Science Club.
Oh, I see. The phrase on the banner looks interesting.
We chose Starry World, since observing stars and planets is one of the main activities of our club.
That's why you set up this telescope on the left. It's pretty big.
Yeah, with that telescope we can see more stars. And I borrowed this long table from my science teacher and set it up.
You're standing behind the table. What are you holding in your hands?
They're postcards with star pictures for students visiting the booth.
Oh, that's nice. Who's the girl wearing glasses?
She's Cynthia, one of the club members. She's holding a microphone and asking students to join our club.
So, how many students joined that day?
20 students. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Come in.
Good afternoon, sir. I heard that you called the reception desk because of your missing clothes.
Yeah, I left some clothes next to the basket over there, but they were gone when I came back to my room after having lunch.
Actually, I cleaned your room this morning and took your clothes for laundry.
I just put those clothes next to the basket, not in the basket for laundry service.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I thought you left your clothes there for laundry service.
No, I didn't. Did you already wash them? I need to wear them today.
No, we haven't washed them yet.
Then it'll be great if you could bring them back for me.
All right, sir. I'll be back with them right away. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
That's all right.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Sue. How are you? How's your new job?
It's great. I've got a lot of work, but I was able to quickly adapt myself to the change thanks to my colleagues.
I'm happy to hear that.
Thanks. How's your job?
Actually, I got promoted to sales manager.
That's amazing. You deserve it.
Thanks for saying so. By the way, I called because I can't come to your birthday party this Saturday.
Why? Is it because of your new position?
No, my wife will go on a business trip this weekend, so I have to take care of our daughter.
Well, you can bring her to the party.
I thought of that, but she is allergic to cat hair. I know you raise 3 cats.
Oh, then my house isn't safe for her.
I'm so sorry. I hope you have a great time with other friends.
That's all right.
Honey, why don't we go camping next week?
That sounds fun. Our kids will love it.
All right. We need some camping stuff. Look at this. Let's buy them from this website.
Okay. We need folding chairs, right? Oh, this one looks very comfortable.
I like it too. They're $50 each, so let's buy 2 chairs.
Okay. We also need some flashlights. The camping will be uncomfortable without them.
Sure. This LED flashlight is most popular and only costs $20.
Let's buy 4 LED flashlights for everybody.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all. Let's place the order.
Okay. Oh, we can get a $10 discount off the total price since the order is more than $150.
That's nice. Anton, let me know if you need some flowers.
Flowers? Why?
Well, my younger sister has opened her evergreen flower shop recently. So if you need flowers, I can ask her to give you a special discount.
That's great. In fact, my best friend is opening a restaurant next week, so I'll send some flowers to her.
Great! The flower shop is located on 3rd Street, right next to the fire station.
Oh, that's near my house. Do they sell orchids?
I think so. There are a variety of flowers, including some rare flowers, such as begonias and hyacinths.
Nice. Do they have a delivery service?
Not yet. But my sister is planning to hire a delivery man next month.
All right. I'll visit the shop this Saturday.
Yeah. The store is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll make sure to tell my sister that you're my friend.
Okay, thanks.
J3의 연례 독서 전월 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. This is your language arts teacher, Ellen Cartel. This year, Edward High School is holding the third annual reading journal contest. Any student in first or second year can enter the contest. You just have to submit the participation application form to me by May 31st. For 6 months, starting June, you need to keep writing down on your reading journal. We are going to receive your completed reading journal by December 10th. Remember that only handwritten reading journals will be accepted. The number of books and the contents of your reading journal will be judged. We'll choose the top three reading journals as prize-winning works in each year group, respectively. If you want to know more about the contest, visit the school homepage or stop by my office.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 컴퓨터 모니터를 고르시오.
Daniel, are you buying a new computer monitor?
Yeah, my monitor is so old. Can you help me choose a good one?
Sure. How big was your old monitor?
It was 24 inches. I want one with a bigger screen this time.
This one looks nice.
But it's too expensive. I can't afford more than $300.
Oh, okay. How many USB ports do you need?
The previous one had two ports, but it was a little inconvenient.
Okay. Then you can choose one of these two with three USB ports.
Yeah. This model looks good because it provides a 12-month warranty.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't give up the bigger screen.
Do you really think that's more important?
Yeah. Monitors don't get broken easily, so the length of warranty doesn't really matter.
Okay. I'll take your advice and order this model.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, are we there yet?
No, we still have a long way to go. Are you bored?
No, but I think I'm getting sick. Can we stop the car here?
We have two more hours to go. Did the restaurant food make you sick?
I don't know. I think I'm getting car sick.
Don't look down at your cell phone. That'll make your symptoms worse. Keep your eyes on the road.
I'm not looking at my cell phone.
Why don't you roll down the window? If you get some fresh air, you'll feel a bit better.
Okay.
Do you feel better now?
No, Mom. It's getting worse. I can't stand it anymore.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I love your cooking. Dinner was so good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. How was your day?
I finally finished my project today.
Good for you. Do you have any plans for this Friday?
No. Is there something you want to do?
There is a good opera playing at the City Opera House. How about we go there together? They're performing The Magic Flute.
You mean the opera by Mozart? I like his music. Is it being performed in English?
No, it's in German.
Really? I'd love to go, but I don't know German.
Don't worry. There is a large screen in front of the stage floor, and it shows the main story in English.
Rebecca and Brandon are classmates. Today, Rebecca is sitting behind Brandon in the classroom, and she notices something fall out of Brandon's book. She picks it up and finds it's a ticket for the Blue Island Amusement Park. It's famous for its scary 25-meter roller coaster. When she hands it to Brandon, Rebecca says she has wanted to go there, but she couldn't because of the expensive admission price of $75. Brandon says he spent just $50 on the ticket. Actually, Brandon downloaded a discount coupon at the park website and got the ticket for that price. Rebecca is surprised and wants to ask him how he was able to get the ticket at that price. In this situation, what would Rebecca most likely say to Brandon?
Do you remember how you learned the alphabet when you were a child? Probably you memorized it by singing the alphabet song. A song offers many advantages for learning a language. Listening to music from rock or punk and humming along allows you to enrich your vocabulary, because singing new words makes it easier to remember them. And songs, such as musicals and pop songs, are generally composed of practical expressions, so they can help you learn vocabulary in context. That's because learning how vocabulary is used in sentences of a song is a key part of learning how to speak a language in the real world. Also, singing songs improves your pronunciation. The joy of singing along to songs you love makes it easier for you to pick up correct pronunciation. Moreover, when singing a song, whether it is hip-hop or jazz, you try to reproduce sounds and tone so you can improve comprehensive listening skills. Lastly, the language of songs shows a broader grammatical range of expression than you might expect from everyday speech. If you learn this grammar, it'll give you more options when it comes to speaking. So, learn a language through your favorite songs.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you remember how you learned the alphabet when you were a child? Probably you memorized it by singing the alphabet song. A song offers many advantages for learning a language. Listening to music from rock or punk and humming along allows you to enrich your vocabulary, because singing new words makes it easier to remember them. And songs, such as musicals and pop songs, are generally composed of practical expressions, so they can help you learn vocabulary in context. That's because learning how vocabulary is used in sentences of a song is a key part of learning how to speak a language in the real world. Also, singing songs improves your pronunciation. The joy of singing along to songs you love makes it easier for you to pick up correct pronunciation. Moreover, when singing a song, whether it is hip-hop or jazz, you try to reproduce sounds and tone so you can improve comprehensive listening skills. Lastly, the language of songs shows a broader grammatical range of expression than you might expect from everyday speech. If you learn this grammar, it'll give you more options when it comes to speaking. So, learn a language through your favorite songs.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 음악 장르가 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.